But first, rats and roaches running wild in a military hospital, and not just anywhere, but Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. That was the story reported this week by the Washington Post. The Pentagon has been working overtime to show that it's addressing the issue. Today, Defense Secretary Robert Gates held a news conference at Walter Reed.
The men and women recovering at Walter Reed and at other military hospitals have put their lives on the line and paid a considerable price for defending our country. They battled our foreign enemies. They should not have to battle an American bureaucracy.
Joining us now from Washington is NPR's Guy Raz, who was at that press conference. Hi, Guy.
Hi.
So the Pentagon has been pretty quick to respond to these allegations made in the Post, and it's coming right from the top, I guess.
It's coming from the top, and it's going all the way up to the top. And in fact, this morning's press conference at Walter Reed was the third time this week that the Pentagon publicly addressed this issue at all, which is many, many times indeed for the Pentagon. It's almost as if the top civilian and military leaders at the Pentagon are trying to outdo one another to prove how sorry they are. I mean, for one thing, the defense secretary for now says he's going to put together an independent panel to review the conditions at Walter Reed. And he basically implied that heads are going to roll over this story.
What exactly are some of the things that are wrong or allegedly wrong at Walter Reed? What was in that Post story specifically?
Well, in broad brushstrokes, two of these Washington Post reporters spent about 4 months hanging around two outpatient wards at Walter Reed Hospital. Now, this is the premier military medical facility in the country, and they got to know several badly wounded vets who are recovering, wounded in Iraq. And what they found was that some of these vets were living in fairly dilapidated conditions with rodent problems and moldy walls. But really what the real scandal of the article was this bureaucratic maze that so many of these vets are forced to navigate, the red tape just to see a doctor, things like going to daily formations. I mean, some of these vets are in wheelchairs or on crutches. Many of them are suffering from psychological trauma. They have to show up these daily formations every day. There are times where a vet will be in his or her room for days without anybody coming in to check on them. And that really was what the story uncovered. The inpatient care at Walter Reed, it should be said, is still considered world class. It's the outpatient facilities that are at the heart of this story now.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because Bob Gates has only been in charge of the Pentagon for a few months, and yet this response has, as you already said, been pretty quick and pretty front and center. Is this different, you think, than the way that Donald Rumsfeld would have handled it, the previous Secretary of Defense?
You know, I suspect Rumsfeld would have at least publicly offered a similar kind of mea culpa. You'll recall he did offer to resign over the Abu Ghraib scandal back in 2004. But the difference today isn't just a matter of style. It really reflects the pressure the administration is under in general over Iraq. You look at the polls. It's clear the American public doesn't support the policy. And I think at a time when the Bush administration was feeling a little more confident, they would not have dealt with this in the way they have. In other words, they wouldn't have had three news conferences.
Well, Guy, I'm not sure if you actually know the answer to this, but I mean, Walter Reed is the sort of premier hospital for this sort of place. Even the outpatient center, you would assume, is pretty top shelf. What does that say for some other facilities around the country that are less in the spotlight? Is that something you think they're going to look into as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're going to be looking at Bethesda Naval Hospital as well, which is very close to Walter Reed. It's the other sort of premier military hospital in the country, and that's part of the review. But essentially, these independent reviewers are going to look at all military medical facilities across the country and try to get a better assessment. It should be noted that Walter Reed is scheduled to shut down in 2013 anyway. It's going to be collapsed into the Bethesda Naval Hospital. That's going to be expanded, and presumably the facilities there, the outpatient care there, will be better.
NPR correspondent Guy Raz, thanks so much, Guy.
Thank you.